Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, order your parts online and pick them up in store in just 30 minutes so you can get back to the garage doing what you love. Order online at advanceautoparts.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you ready for some real estate reality?
Spring is nearly here, and this year you won't be alone. The Girard Realty Show is your best resource for expert advice on buying, owning, and selling real estate in the St. Louis area. Every Sunday on the Big 550, listen to the experts, learn how to buy into lower rates, sell into higher prices, and better manage your biggest asset. Get the truth on the Girard Realty Show every Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. With the police singing the musical question, Spirits in the Material World. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and this is your chance to be on with us, to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last 30 days, the lines are clear. Your chance to get in is right now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550. KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you every Friday by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in this town. Been part of this town's musical scene for more than two decades now. Recently released their third album, Bonafide, which you can download from any of your favorite downloadable music sources. Or you can go see them in person Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge and some pretty good food. And every Thursday night, they are at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville with no cover charge and some amazing food as well. You can find out about their whole schedule by downloading the Well Hungarians app or going to wellhungarians.net. And we roll right into our first contestant already on the Harris Challenge. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with the unique opportunity you're afforded as a contestant on the Harris Challenge. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I have just been informed that, all of the kids are going to grandma's for the night, so that means that I have got a list of projects at home that is probably longer than my arm.
Oh, I thought we were going a different direction there, I'll be honest with you.
You're not
going
to do them, though, right, with your only night free?
No, I will probably be doing them till late in the night and then early in the morning.
Really? I have the house to myself, and I got to go through the honey-do list.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay, Jeff, let me turn on the semi-random category computer, which you can cross off your list because it's working perfectly. We don't need any repairs on it. And here come the categories, led, of course, by the topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or, because we're going to start spring in a half hour, 5:46 p.m. is the beginning of spring here in the Central Time Zone, we have a category called The First Day of Off Spring. Or you can have the third category, The First Day of Springsteen. Which one would you like?
We will try the Off Spring.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We have 60 seconds on the clock and five questions for Jeff to move through. one-pointer through a five-pointer. At the end of that 60 seconds, a buzzer will sound and will tally up his points. And if he's gotten more than half of the possible 15, he will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations in Florissant. And one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
From Werenberg Theater.
2.5 years, it still makes them laugh.
I know.
Yeah, that's amazing.
From Werenberg Theaters. We have free movie passes. You might want to pick the Marigold Hotel or McFarlane USA. We have several to choose from. And we have a free bowling party.
There we go. Oh, you put too much spin on it. Yeah, I knew it. You left the seven.
And this is available at Kingpin Lanes only. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to six people on one lane, and you get a one large, one topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company.
Your choice of the categories if you win, or take all, or your choice of the prizes if you win, or you can have all the prizes if you get all the questions right for a clean sweep. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Jeff, you've chosen the first day of Offspring. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who are the parents of Willow and Jaden Smith, who have followed mom and dad into showbiz?
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Correct. Which Ronald Reagan offspring appeared nude in the July 1994 issue of Playboy?
Pass.
Which rock and roll offspring had a hit in 1982 with the song Valley Girl?
Moon Unit Zappa.
Correct. Which movie star has been married to Elvis Presley's daughter and Charlie Weaver's nephew? No, it's his granddaughter. My mistake. Stop the music. Stop the music for just a second. I just want to clear this up. Charlie Weaver's real name is Cliff Arquette. His granddaughter's Patricia Arquette. Yeah, she's the one. She's been married to who?
Nicolas Cage.
Correct. Start the music again. Thought I had gotten...
I'm my own grandpa.
Thought I had the family tree wrong there. Which daughter of music legend Quincy Jones played Ann Perkins on TV's Parks and Recreation?
Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. Which Ronald Reagan offspring appeared nude in the July 1994 issue of Playboy? Well, we know it wasn't Ron Reagan Jr. It was his sister, Patty Davis.
Yes.
And
nice.
Quincy Jones' daughter is Rashida Jones. But, Jeff, you got the four and the three and the one for a total of 8 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
She has Patty Davis thighs.
Enjoy the night of the honey-do list, and thanks for playing the challenge. Here comes contestant number two. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just on my way home to watch some basketball. I want to cheer on my alma mater tomorrow, Ohio State.
I'm cheering for all the Missouri teams.
Do what?
I'm cheering for all the Missouri teams.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. which category would you like, Dave? Have you been paying attention? The first day of Springsteen, or our new third category, multiple choice week?
Well, have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see if you have. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is the Missouri Republican Committee chairman who's accused of a whisper campaign against the late state auditor Tom Schweik?
Pass.
Which company recalled 242,000 cases of its macaroni and cheese product this week?
Kraft.
Correct. Which Illinois congressman was forced to retire when his wasteful spending habits became public this week?
Pass.
Which company's CEO said this week that you should do the world a favor and only wash your jeans once every 10 years?
Levi's.
Correct. This week, the AP mistakenly identified accused murderer Robert Durst as rock star Fred Durst. What group is Fred Durst the frontman for?
Limp Bizkit.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Who is the Missouri Republican Committee chairman accused of a whisper campaign against Tom Schweik?
Republican Party. I can't think of it.
Here comes the buzzer. His name is John Hancock. And the Illinois congressman who had to retire because he was just wasting too much of our money, his name is Aaron Schock. And by the way, I was shocked that an Illinois politician would be doing something dishonest and corrupt.
Yeah. Boy.
I don't think that's ever happened before in Illinois.
No.
Finally
never.
Get a black mark on the record.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the Aaron Schock story is actually the story about he expensed his travel miles. He wrote down and deducted as a business expense 120,000 business miles. Here's why it's funny. He then sold the car, which had 70,000 miles on the odometer.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, let's see how you did here. You got the 2, you got the 4, you got the 5. Hey, that's 11 points, Dave. You're a winner.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prize. We'll bring in our next contestant, and that's you, Kate. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Yahoo!
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I am headed home in Jefferson County, beautiful hills, down by Hillsboro.
Okay. By the way, the 5 seconds can be used as a commercial endorsement opportunity, and I thought perhaps you'd made a deal with online company Yahoo there. That would have been some great foresight.
Yes.
Signed a big 6-figure contract with them. I'm going to get on that show and just say Yahoo. That'll be it.
And then I'll
get Paul to mention it, and then I'll do the yodel. Perfect. Worked out nicely, Kate. What do you want? We have the first day of Springsteen, multiple choice week, or our new third category, the first day of Springfield.
First day of Springfield.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What animated TV family lives in the town of Springfield?
Simpsons.
Correct. In what state is the Springfield that's home to the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Illinois.
Massachusetts. If you drove from St. Louis to the nearest Springfield, what state would you end up in?
Illinois.
No, Missouri. Springfield, Missouri is closer. What one-time General Hospital star had a hit called Jesse's Girl?
Rick Springfield.
There you go. Which Springfield once included Stephen Stills and Neil Young?
Oh, my gosh,
pass. Can't pass. It's the last one. Which Springfield once included Stephen Stills and Neil Young?
Oh, gosh.
You need this for the win.
I know. I'm gonna get zinged.
5 seconds.
Buffalo Springfield?
Right before the buzzer, she pulls out a win, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
It's like Ohio State versus some other school or something that happened in March Madness. I'm not following it. I don't know. But, Kate, you got yourself 10 points and a win. Nicely done.
Fabulous. Thanks, Paul.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend. And here comes our final contestant today. Oh, I'm sorry, our fourth contestant. We've got 2 to go. John, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Well, hi, everybody. I sure like your show on Fridays.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Which category, would you like to say anything more with your 5 seconds?
We're just waiting to go to fish fry.
Okay. What do you like of our remaining categories, the first day of Springsteen or multiple choice week?
Let's try multiple choice week.
All right, John, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state has the most schools in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, Indiana, Michigan, or California?
What? Kentucky.
Not one of the choices. Indiana. Which company...
Indiana.
Yeah, that's after I told you. Which company, using the phrase race together, wants its employees to discuss racial issues with customers? Whole Foods,
Starbucks.
Yes, Starbucks is right. Which of these was found in a Walmart bathroom this week? A pony, a bag full of ping pong balls, or a meth lab? It is a meth lab.
The only thing made in the United States.
Which company has been given permission to test its delivery drones in the U.S.? UPS, FedEx, Amazon is right. Which sports league is in talks to have an exhibition game in Cuba in 2016? Major League Baseball, the NFL, or the NBA?
Baseball.
It is Major League Baseball. Yeah, so except for that one-pointer where I said Indiana and then you said Indiana, you got all the rest of them for 14 points, John. Almost a clean sweep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will get your information, and here comes our actual final contestant today. Hi, Derek.
Yay, I'm last.
Yes, you are, and you're the only chance to save us from a completely punishment music-free week.
I'm afraid I might fail you.
Well, tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm going to use the plug. I'm the owner of AB Agency Insurance. We sell auto, home, and life insurance. Look us up online, and yeah.
What's that again? AB what?
AB Agency.
There you go. Okay, Derek. 60 seconds on the clock for the category, The First Day of Springsteen. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the group that backs up Bruce Springsteen?
Pass.
What New Jersey town is in the title of Bruce Springsteen's first album?
Springfield, I don't know.
Asbury Park. Which Tom Hanks movie did Bruce Springsteen do the Oscar-winning theme song for?
Forrest Gump.
Philadelphia. Which actress first gained fame as the woman Springsteen pulled over from the audience to dance with in the video of his song Dancing in the Dark before she went on to star in Friends?
Courtney Cox.
Correct. Who was Bruce Springsteen's first wife?
I don't know.
Back to the one-pointer. What is the name of the group that backs up Bruce Springsteen? Hear it in your head. Bruce Springsteen and the...
I keep thinking Bob Seger's Silver Band, but no, it's not that.
No? Five
Bruce
seconds.
Bruce Springsteen and... Not the Heartbreakers. I don't know.
It's also not the News. That was Huey Lewis. And it's not the Miracles. That was Smokey Robinson. No. If we went through all the rest of them, maybe you would have come up with the E Street Band.
And yeah, I've heard that once or twice.
Bruce Springsteen's first wife was Julianne Phillips. And Derek, you ended up with one question right for a total of only 4 points, and so I will have to punish you. And since we have a spring theme here, let's have a guy with spring in his name. No, it's not Springsteen. No, it's not Springfield. No, it's not Offspring. It's Springer, as in Jerry. This is from the album, Who Told Jerry Springer He Could Sing?
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Oh, hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. It's a jingle jangle.
I should use this as an opportunity to plug the fact that Roger McGuinn of the Byrds, who had a hit with Bob Dylan's song Mr. Tambourine Man, is going to be playing at the Wildy Theater in Edwardsville at the beginning of May, and I'm going to have him on the John Carney Show when I fill in for Carney on Monday the 30th, a week from this Monday. I'm looking forward to having Roger back on the show. I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Well, thank you, sir, and I hope you also.
Thank you very much for playing. The Harris Challenge is brought to you every Friday by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at Brewski's in O'Fallon, M.O. Great food there. And this Saturday, they're at the Highland Fire Department Dance in Highland, I.L. And that is open to the public. So if you want to go see the Well Hungarians, there are two more chances for you. And, of course, if you download their app or go to their website, wellhungarians.net, you'll find out more about them and about that new album of theirs called Bonafide. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
Let's check traffic right now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we flew down on Highway 44, and the accident was actually by the Gray Summit 100 exit. And it's up on the right shoulder now. You've got just a little bit of a backup as you go through that area. Looking at Highway 44, though, it does look like you're still slow from the Guyer Road overpass in that right lane trying to ramp onto Highway 270. If you're traveling westbound on 70, things are running slow between Bryan Road and Z. That was all due to an earlier accident there. Southbound 55 is thinned out pretty well now between Butler Hill all the way down through 141. We do have southbound 270 slowing as you approach Highway 44. And some slow pockets from that point up through the Sappington Road overpass. And then the right lanes from Tesson Ferry up through Highway 55 are running slow. On northbound 270, they're still backed up as you get off at Tesson Ferry because the lights are malfunctioning. On eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing from Grant to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270, that's still heavy McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report, it is brought to you by LifeLock. Identity thieves are looking forward to your next tax return. Last year, they stole more than $5 billion from taxpayers by filing fraudulent returns. Put LifeLock to work for you. Use tax code to save 10% at LifeLock.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
And now this Harris Challenge correction. Springfield, Illinois, closer to St. Louis than Springfield, Missouri. I had left off a digit on there. Thought that Springfield, Missouri was 86 miles away. It's 186 miles away. Obviously, having been to the Lincoln Library three times, I should have known that Springfield, Illinois was closer. Here's the good news for Kate. She earns 13 points instead of 10 and remains a winner, which she already was. Thank you for the corrections. Please go on with the rest of your life.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
You're most likely listening now to the radio for entertainment or educational value. We've been listening to our customers for over 45 years to truly become educated on their needs. A recent survey really got our attention. Hi, this is Terry from Weedman Lawn Care. The Weedman brand has earned the highest degree of respect nationally in the industry and leads in customer retention rate as well. It turns out that the vast majority of our customers have or plan to refer us to others. That's the true litmus test for trusting a service provider. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where locally owned experts are waiting to listen and provide you with a free quote and the best in service. Weedman uses golf course quality granular fertilizers that last months, not just days like those of many competitors. This makes environmental sense and also grows a stronger root system and thus lawn. We promise prompt free service calls and customize all the special details of your account. Listening has become a lost art, but not at Weedman. You've heard we're the best. Doesn't your family deserve a Weedman lawn? Go to WeedmanUSA.com now, where promises are kept and family memories are made.
Sooner is almost always better than later. At Brooking Park Assisted Living in Chesterfield, that's so true. I'm Susan McClenahan, Executive Director at Brooking Park. Our assisted living residents and their families tell me they only wish they'd become part of the uniquely caring Brooking Park family sooner. Our one and two bedroom assisted living apartments are so attractive, so spacious, and come with such warm, caring, personal assistance that your only disappointment may be that you waited too long to join us. Because of our superb reputation, we have only a few assisted living apartments available for seniors, people who need a little help maintaining their independence, along with their families who want to worry a little less.
Call Brooking Park today at 314-576-5545, because sooner is better than later when it comes to superior assisted living. Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Senior System.
Celebrate the tradition of Cardinals baseball this season with incredible bobblehead giveaways. Those giveaways will include the Ozzie Smith, Lou Brock, Al Roboski, and Lance Berkman bobbleheads. The bobblehead giveaways also include the stars of today. There's the Yadier Molina and Matt Carpenter bobbleheads. That's not all. There's the Harry Carey bobblehead as well. Get your tickets through one of our 5 or 10 game promotional packs or as an individual game ticket. 2015 means bobbleheads. Cardinals baseball. It's where tradition meets today. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Hey, Cardinal fans. The team is celebrating their winning tradition with three championship ring promotions this year. There's the 1985 National League Championship Ring and the 1982 and 1967 World Championship Ring giveaways. Secure your tickets this year through the five-game ring pack or as an individual game ticket. In St. Louis, it's all about championships. For the fans in 2015, it's about the championship rings. Cardinals baseball. It's where tradition meets today. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-2114. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095.
One of the best ways of saving money on your home energy costs is through insulation. Having a house with poor insulation is kind of like taking your money and tossing it into the wind. If your home isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and the hot air to seep in the summer. But you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000. For over 65 years, Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, dramatically lowering your energy costs by 20% or more. It even improves sound and noise control. Aladdin also installs gutters and gutter protection. Call them for a free assessment of your home or commercial building at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see their website at mascocs.com. Start saving on your energy costs now. Call Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000.
Are you looking for a fun weekend trip this spring? Want extreme and exciting or a tranquil getaway? It's all here in Illinois South. Maybe a wine tasting, biking, fishing, or swimming. We have it all at lifesatrip.org. Call us for a free copy of our 2015 visitor guide at 800-442-1488. Sponsored by Illinois, mile after magnificent mile, and the Tourism Bureau's lifesatrip.org.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Oh, sing it again one time.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Chesterfield Valley. Great place to go for a sit-down meal. Take the family, take the friends. Great wine selection. So much good stuff there. And right next door, the Smokehouse Market, which is kind of the takeout alternative. They don't have everything that's on the Annie Gunn's menu, but they got plenty of great stuff there. And we're entering grilling season for this weekend, I'm sure, with spring beginning just minutes from now, and the weather turning nice. You can get all sorts of sausages and pork steaks and beef steaks and all sorts of salads and soups and things. The Smokehouse Market right next to Annie Gunn's in the Chesterfield Valley. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And in Southern California now, it's Mr. Mike Evans. Hello, Mike. This is your last report of winter.
Thank goodness.
Is it, how's the weather there?
It's decent today.
Nice. Turning beautiful. It's going to be in the 60s this weekend.
Hopefully we've had the worst of it.
Yeah, we're done.
Think so?
Yeah.
I hope so for your sake.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's... you know, it's been bad.
Yeah, well, bad for us. How bad has it been for you? I mean, how many times have you had to go out and shovel humidity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put on a windbreaker.
Crazy.
I was wearing a short sleeve shirt playing golf the other day, and we had a little tiny sprinkle, and I put on a tank top just to so the water wouldn't.
Let's all just pause.
It was 78 degrees.
Yeah.
Let's just pause and all put that visual in our mind.
Yeah.
Mike and
the guys
are
playing with go, that is bizarre, dude.
Mm-hmm.
was one of those Everlast tank tops. Pac was questioned, named the name of the great tap dancer who took lessons for years. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Bill O'Reilly. Answer in just a minute. Did you see the stats from ESPN and how many people's brackets got busted?
Like 90%, right?
No, it was 99.84%.
Wow.
They had 2.6 million people send an ab, and there's only 250 that were still good.
Wow.
Just ridiculous.
Wow.
I had SMU, come on.
Yeah, probably as soon as that Georgia State game happened, at least 90% were done.
Yeah, absolutely. 99.4% were knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of movie reviews. You want to do a movie review with me, Paul? The Polly Harris?
Yeah, I haven't gone to a movie this month, so you take it.
Ah, damn. The Gunman, not bad, not great. Starring an often shirtless Sean Penn and Javier Bardem. They both do a solid job, however.
And there's always a however in life.
It's like a lot of other European trash thrillers. Been there, done that. Sean plays a bad guy who in later life wants to right some wrongs, which involve doing a lot more wrongs, sort of like Taken. His girlfriend disappears. Been there, done that. Not bad, though. Rated R, hour, 45 minutes, 2.5 stars.
Okay.
Kumiko the Treasure Hunter.
I'm sorry?
Kumiko the Treasure Hunter.
Is that an answer on Jeopardy?
Dark, funny, bizarre is one of the oddest movies you'll ever see. It makes Fargo look like a predictable sitcom.
Wow.
Renko Kikucho plays a board office worker in Tokyo where she mistakenly takes an old DVD movie for a documentary and believes that there's a hidden treasure in North Dakota. Leaves Japan, comes to America to find it. This movie is so odd it defies explanation, but find it and see it. Kumiko the Treasure Hunter. 4 stars.
Wow. Is it a Japanese movie with subtitles?
There are some subtitles. When she gets to the States, it's all American.
Okay.
I think the best movie out there right now, playing right now, is McFarlane. Did you see that?
I did not.
No.
Really good. Disney movie, Kevin Costner, sports movie, true story. I liked it.
Good. We just
movie news,
some
Robert
tickets.
Downey Jr. and his wife, Susan. Team Downey, what they call the production company, will produce Baghdad Country Club. It's about a special force soldier who becomes a mercenary and opens a nightclub in war-torn Baghdad and is open for all kinds of business.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be good. Movie box office, Selma has now made more money than Birdman, Boyhood, Theory of Everything, and Will Smith's Horrible Focus.
Wow.
It is.
You didn't like Focus?
I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
But it's a Will Ferrell. Will Smith. Will Smith just doesn't make great movies.
Not anymore. Hasn't made a great one, but this is much better than that trash like After Earth.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. New York Post headline. Above the story today that despite it being the first day of spring, New York is getting a lot of snow.
Oh, really?
Headline screams... It's white and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys probably can understand it better.
Mm-hmm.
Medical update. Doctors really leaning on the Bobby Christina family to take her off life support. Instead, they've moved her to another facility and are keeping her on life support. Doctors at the Embry Hospital in Atlanta say the inevitable. She's not going to get any better. And the family is still fighting each other, too.
Mm.
That's a sad story. Date in history, March 20th, 1969, John Lennon marries Yoko Ono. Go figure.
Mm. Yeah, never
go
understand
figure that one.
Never understand it.
And the Beatles break up.
Yep.
And the answer to Pac's question, who's the tap dancer giving up? Is it Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Bill O'Reilly?
I'm going to go Bill O'Reilly.
I'm going to say Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm going to say Conan O'Brien.
The answer is... Conan O'Brien.
Thank you.
Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. St. Louis, I think I'll do a little tap dance just for you.
Oh. Wow.
Video Kalani, London, the OK, look who in the cock and who, ho. Two, a, K, K. Wabba.
I never knew he had the moves.
No.
Speaking of Conan O'Brien, did you see that show he did a couple of weeks ago in Cuba? Very funny.
It was very good.
Very, very good. If you haven't seen it, go find it online. It's worthwhile. And while you're online, go Google the video from the Midland, Texas Police Department where they had 20,000 pounds of seized fireworks, and they didn't know what to do with them, so they put them all in one place and lit them all off at the same time. And they have video of it, and it is a great fireworks and smoke show. Midland, Texas Police Fireworks. That's all you need to Google. You will find it. And one other online thing, if you go to my website, harrisonline.com, I have a link to a site where you can see how old you are in Mars years.
Mars years?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm 30.
Really?
Yeah, I have my whole life ahead of me.
Wow.
Mike Evans is brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. All right, let's span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Thanks to our colleague Jim Hewer for story number one from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, where police on patrol spotted Maurice Franklin jump from the curb into the street in front of several moving vehicles. So they went over to talk to him and asked, "Why are you creating a hazard here?" When they got there, he smelled the booze. His speech was slurred. He could barely stand up. As for why he walked into the street, he said, "Oh, I was just going around this pile of dog feces on the sidewalk." And one of the cops said, "Sir, you are drunk in public and causing a hazard to travel here. You're under arrest. Please put your hands behind your back." And at that point, Franklin jumped to the ground and started rolling around in the dog feces and told the officers, "You can't arrest me. I'm covered in..." No, that's not actually a law, as he found out as they took him into custody and hopefully hosed them down. In Toms River, New Jersey, Christopher Miller did 15 years in prison for armed robbery of a Stride Rite shoe store in 1999. When he got out on March 22nd, he got on a bus, rode 50 miles to that same shoe store. You would think he was going there for an apology, wouldn't you? You would be wrong. When he got to the Stride Rite shoe store, he ordered the employees there to empty the register and hand over their cell phones. This is the day he got out of prison. Unfortunately for Chris, a clerk who had been working there 15 years earlier recognized him, notified the cops. He'll be sentenced again on May 15th and probably not be able to take another shot at the Stride Rite for 10 or 20 years. Story number three, Madera, California. Jose Espinoza ran away from the cops who had stopped him in a stolen car last weekend, but they caught him. But he got away again, and this time to disguise himself so the cops could never know it was him. He got a can of black spray paint and sprayed it all over his face. Let's just say the camouflage was ineffective. He's in jail on multiple charges right now. Thanks to contributor Matt Burrows for story number four from Brunswick, New York, where a state trooper had stopped at a gas station, was filling the tank of the car, when Mark Masterson pulled into the lot and parked next to him. And as he got out of the car, Mark looked very unsteady, as if he were drunk, and the cop watched him. But Masterson couldn't control himself, so much so he walked right into the patrol car, bounced off, stumbled into the store, then came out to fill his own gas tank. By this point, the cop had finished filling his tank, and knowing that this guy showed obvious signs of intoxication, gave him a field sobriety test, which Masterson failed. And since the cop had seen him drive the car into the gas station, that's the textbook definition of a DUI. And we finish with this story from Chicago, Illinois, where there was a three-alarm fire turned into a hazardous material situation. This is just last night. Flames ripped through a building. Part of the building collapsed under the intense heat. Firefighters had trouble fighting the fire because of a poor water supply. Okay, that sounds like a police blotter story. So why is it a knucklehead story? Because one of the biggest businesses in that building makes fire extinguisher chemicals. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Dan, playing this weekend, where are you playing?
We are playing tonight at the Clubhouse Bar and Grill in Afton, right there on Gravois.
You had a big turnout last Saturday for your St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was great. And thanks to a lot of people, a lot of AM and the PMers that came out to see us, too.
Nice. All right. Where is it again tonight?
It's the clubhouse in Afton. I think it's the old 10-mile house. So it's just past McKenzie, heading towards like River de Pere and all that. So.
All right. One more quick story I want to mention before we go. There is a report I saw online this week that Burger King Japan is promoting a Whopper-scented perfume.
Oh.
It's called Flame Grilled. And then I saw it's scheduled for release on April 1st.
Yeah.
Should I believe this is true? Does Japan celebrate April Fool's Day the way we celebrate it here?
I don't know.
Burger King Japan says it's not a joke. For a limited time, you'll be able to buy a bottle from restaurants across Japan. They've even registered Whopper Day, April 1st, with the Japan Anniversary Association, making it an actual holiday in that country. This is not the first time Burger King has tried a fragrance. In 2008, they came out with something here called Flame, which I went back and checked. It mixes, quote, the scent of seduction with a hint of flame-broiled meat.
Oh.
Yeah.
The chicks dig the flame-broiled meat, boys.
They do.
Go and get it. Next week, I'll be filling in for Martin Kilcoin on the 10 to noon show and then back here for the Friday afternoon festivities on the Big 550 KTRS. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and everybody who works on the large morning show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
Let's get our final check on traffic and head airborne with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yeah, I think you're right, Dan. I think it is the old 10-mile house. If it's not, it's just the next one down from it.
Yeah, I don't know if it is or not, but you can see it. It's right there. They have a
would
sign
that be
up.
11-mile house?
I don't know. 10.3 mile.
Yeah.
But it's called the clubhouse. You can see the sign up there. And they have really good food, too.
Paul's been listening to. He's trying to follow Frank a little too closely.
Yeah.
what he did there.
Is that on the way to Springfield, Missouri or Springfield, Illinois?
Yeah, really.
I think that one would be on the way to Springfield, Illinois.
All right.
Okay. Boy, things are looking a lot better on the highways right now. They have everything in North County is thinned out. No delays there. On the downtown bridge approach, you're just a little heavy. Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. On southbound 270, it looks like we've got a clean run. Still a little bit busy right at Graboy, but that's about it. Everything running well to 55. Now, on westbound 70, due to those earlier accidents, you still have a little bit of a slowdown from Lake St. Louis Boulevard. It's from A through Z. And then on westbound 40, Lake St. Louis Boulevard out to Highway 70 is running slow. But all in all, things are thinning out rapidly on all of the highways. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale Thursday through Sunday. Go to Kohl's.com to get your extra 20% off Friends and Family Savings Pass. Some exclusions may apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis and the world.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Are you a Fighting Illini or a Mizzou Tiger? How does the night back at college sound? You can spend the night back on campus at GCS Ballpark, home of the Gateway Grizzlies, when Illinois and Mizzou baseball play for bragging rights. The game's on Tuesday night, March 31st. Tickets start at only $10. Sit in a suite with an all-you-can-eat buffet and enjoy drinks for even the thirstiest of college appetites. Get your tickets by calling 618-337-3000 or online at gatewaygrizzlies.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. Thank you.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
Dan.
All right,
Dan.
Dan.
Bye,
in your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I do believe in God, and I believe that God had his hand on my shoulder.
A 10-month-old baby burned inside his mother's car. How police say it may have happened.
Two police departments working together to find this man. What they say he did and how you can help.
Herculaneum, Missouri is home of the first shot tower west of Pittsburgh. I'll tell you what a shot tower is and why this weekend is so important to the town.
But first at 6, a baby burned inside his mother's car is fighting for his life in a St. Louis hospital tonight. It happened in Rolla after the mother left the baby alone in the car.
But thanks to an off-duty paramedic, that baby is still alive tonight. Fox 2's Rocky Madden reports that paramedic says she wasn't alone.
It all unfolded in front of this pizza place here in Rolla. You can see where